Stories of the Bible, Noah and the Flood. This is Noah.
Hey!
Noah was a good man who tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But in the time when Noah lived, he was the only man on earth who was doing the right thing. All the other people on earth were doing evil things and hurting each other. This made God very sad. So God said that he was going to send a flood to the earth that would destroy every living thing on earth because he was sorry he ever made them. But God decided to save Noah and his family. God told Noah to build a boat and fill it with two of every kind of animal and bird.
Colors, birds, moss, okay, all here.
Noah did just that, and then Noah and his whole family boarded the boat and waited for the flood to come. The rain fell hard for 40 days and 40 nights.
Water!
Water covered the whole earth, and the boat floated safely on the surface. Water covered even the highest mountains on earth, but Noah and his family were saved. God remembered Noah and all the animals on the boat. God sent a wind to blow across the earth, and the flood began to go away. After 5 months, the boat came to rest on a mountaintop. A few months later, the other mountains could be seen. 40 days later, Noah opened a window and released a raven. The bird flew back and forth until the flood had dried up. He also sent a dove out to see if it could find dry ground, but the dove couldn't find a place to land because there was still water on the ground. So the dove returned to the boat.
Oh, hello again.
After another 7 days, Noah sent the dove out again. This time, it came back with an olive leaf.
Oh, good girl.
So Noah knew that the floodwaters were almost gone. A week later, he sent the dove out again, and it didn't come back. So many months after the flood began, Noah opened the covering of the boat and saw that the ground was drying. He waited 2 more months, and at last, the earth was dry. Then God said to Noah, "Leave the boat, all of you. Release the animals so they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth."
Okay.
So Noah, his family, and all the animals finally left the boat.
See ya.
Noah built an altar to the Lord to make a sacrifice to God. God was pleased with Noah's offering and said to himself that he would never again destroy every living thing on earth. God blessed Noah and his sons and promised them that he would never send another flood. He gave them the rainbow in the sky as a sign of this promise to Noah, his family, and all of mankind.